I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Steve, welcome to the Dom Giordano Show. Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
And thanks for your school.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on today. Just talk about it. Very appreciative.
Well, Steve, let's start. I mean, that within 1,000 feet of the school, do the kids become somewhat laissez-faire about this? They know where they are, that neighborhood, or does it just be so all-encompassing that they can't deal with it?
So they deal with it. They're just desensitized to it. You know, they walk and traverse through these neighborhoods on a daily basis. They know what goes on. They're from here. They know what goes on in the streets, what's happening. They see it, they hear it, and when they come to school on a daily basis, they block it out. And if they're unable to block it out, you know, we have plenty of mental health behavioral support in the building to help them cope with what they're seeing and what they're hearing.
So what's the curriculum like when you have that type of challenge? What would you say? Is it a classic curriculum? Is it something else? What do you try to do?
Yeah, so we do have a classic curriculum. You know, we follow all of Pennsylvania's Common Core curriculum standards. But we also have a climate that's predicated in caring school community through our CASEL program. It's a social, emotional curriculum. And so every day our kids in homeroom, they meet, they'll circle up, and they'll talk about some of the things that are going on in their lives, whether it's going on in their neighborhoods, going on at home. And kids have the freedom to share what they're experiencing, and our teachers are able to have those deep positive relationships with the kids to let them know that we understand what you go through, and that while we want to meet your academic needs, we're also going to meet your holistic needs. You know, we have a lot of mental supports in place. We have three school counselors that meet with our kids to provide them with counseling services. We have a school-based health center that acts as a pharmacy where we can conduct screeners, we can for mental health, we can conduct physical exams, dental exams. So we're really trying to meet our kids holistically and not just academically, because we know that they need some support.
The biggest issue, I taught in Steve, I'm not sure from the area. I taught in Camden, and I taught on a place I thought the school was worse, Darby Township, when I was there. And Camden was pretty difficult. You know, a kid got stuck in the chimney in my room, things like that. So I have a sense of it, but I've never quite been in a place like Kensington. So I would think that the first thing is, do these kids see a way out thanks to your school? Or do they see, I wouldn't call it the role models, but the people that are successful by and large, at least for a short period of time, are the drug dealers, right?
Yeah, so, you know, we try to provide them with an educational experience and provide them with the ability to enter into positive relationships with our faculty, our staff, as well as, you know, students who graduated from our school, who went to high school, who graduated and then went off to college, or who are working in a trade school. And so that way they can see what else is out there, what else lies beyond what they're seeing in the streets. So that way we can dispel this notion that the drug dealer is the way to go.
Do they articulate that, though? Tell us how that comes out. Does somebody say, look, you know, I like this school, I like to do it, but let's face it, look at what these guys are able to do.
Yeah, I mean, we have to have daily conversations with our students. We have to consistently remind them that we are giving you this choice, this opportunity, and if you take it and you harness it, then you're going to have more opportunities when you go to high school. You know, we love talking with the surrounding high schools. We have them come in. We let them talk to our kids about what programs they have to offer, whether it's a traditional like vocational school or if it's just a traditional high school that offers, you know, your college career curriculum. And so we try to expose them to as much opportunity as possible and consistently talk to them about what success is actually like. And these conversations, at times, they can be very difficult because we're having to unpack a lot of the negativity that they're seeing. But when we do have them have these conversations, we can definitely see the results paying off.
Speaking of results, though, are you saying, I mean, up until this point, Steve, the city, by and large, in my view, I've said this for years, allowed this to be a dumping ground, and it morphed into something even bigger, internationally famous, because of all level of drugs. So do you see a change now with the new mayor and some inklings of what's going to happen next that should make your job a bit easier, I would think?
Yeah, I mean, I'm very appreciative of all the work that Mayor Parker has put in thus far. I've had personal conversations with Councilmember Harity, Councilmember Squilla, Driscoll, and Lozada in regards to the Kensington Caucus. We're really excited. And I know my neighbors are excited in the community, as well as the school. The students are just excited about action being taken to really clean up the area and make it a safer haven for our kids to walk through, so that way they can go to school on a daily, consistent basis without having that worry.
We're talking with Steve Bielski, CEO, principal of the Memphis Street Academy. To that point, though, where I don't know the map of Kensington as well as I like. I know Memphis Street. Do they actually have to walk through zones where people are living on the street? Can they bypass them? What do they have to do?
So, yeah, I mean, they, you know, we're located just on the cusp of Kensington, kind of in that Port Richmond area. But mm-hmm. many of our kids live beyond Kensington and Allegheny. And so they are having to walk through that area and see what it is that they're seeing. Now, I will say that some of our older students who have to walk through there are able to navigate around certain areas, but nevertheless, it's prevalent in that whole area. The worst part is when, you know, we encounter parents who maybe they don't have a car, or maybe they just don't have transportation. They would prefer not to send their child to school because of the safety concern, or even send them on SEPTA because of safety concerns. And we're having to constantly explain to our parents that we understand your concerns, but education is sacred and they need to be here every single day so that way we can meet their needs.
Yeah, but boy, that's, Steve, as I said, I've been there over where the needle exchange is front in Tusculum and all, a couple times. I couldn't go back to that. Boy, it was a hellscape to have to go through if I were, say, at the age of your kids, every day navigating through there, and you and your teachers. Do you live in that neighborhood?
No, I personally don't live in the neighborhood, but I've been here at the school for 11 years. You know, I started here as a teacher and kind of worked my way up. And, you know, I've seen the area evolve. And like I said earlier, it seems as if our kids have just become so desensitized to it that, you know, oftentimes they'll make a comment and you could tell that they're deflecting. It's really impacting them mentally. And so we're having to constantly meet them where they are so that way they can focus on academics.
Yeah, I can't imagine. How about sports? Is that an outlet? Is that doable? Are you kind of hemmed in that you have that?
No, yeah. So we offer a variety of after-school clubs every single day, Monday through Thursday, with the exception of Friday. We have plenty of sports that our kids can be a part of. you name it, from flag football to basketball, softball, baseball, volleyball. You know, we try to offer as many after-school programs so that way we can kind of keep the kids in our, you know, in our area. You know, we want to be able to, you know, interact with them in not just, you know, academic ways, but also non-academic ways. And then we also have conversations with our kids who play, you know, sports for like their leagues or like their neighborhoods. You know, we'll have conversations with their coaches to check in on them, see how they're doing when they're not with us.
Yeah, exactly. So, Steve, what's the future look like there? You're part of this chain, as I understand it, of charters. Is it financially viable? What do people do that support, really, in the middle of this chaos, a safe space? What do they do?
Yeah, so our charter management organization, American Paradigm Schools, does a phenomenal job of working with us. As Memphis Street Academy Charter School, yes, we're fiscally sustainable. We're organizationally compliant with everything that we have to submit to the School District of Philadelphia and the Pennsylvania Department of Education. Our future is, you know, it's somewhat it's firm for next year. But, you know, right now we do have litigation in with the School District of Philadelphia, just in terms of our charter agreement and a surrender clause that was invoked earlier in 2022.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, okay. You're saying then with the Philadelphia Public Schools, people can make a choice to come to your school.
Yeah. So we're a Renaissance school. We're a public charter school. So any student that resides in the 19134 zip code is more than welcome to come in. You know, they apply through Apply Philly Charter. They come in, they complete their application process, and they enroll with us. You know, we're happy to take any and all students in the area. We work very well with our feeder schools, which are the elementary public schools in the district that will feed their kids into Memphis Street. So, you know, we love working with everyone around us.
Well, Steve, we now deputize you to keep us abreast and give us, I'm sure you will, your honest opinion as we see the makeover happening in Kensington, how it's going. And you seem to feel so far before the big push that some progress has been made. And I hope the kids see that this is not going to stand as it has been.
Yeah. I will most certainly, you know, keep you updated on it. Cause like I said, you know, we see this every single day. We deal with it every day. You know, our 550 kids that we have here, you know, not all of them are going to witness and experience everything that goes on, but many of them do. Many of them sure do. And it impacts them in a very negative way. And, I look forward to Mayor Parker's team, as well as the Kensington caucus, to really shore up this area so that way we can focus on what's really at need here, which is getting our kids educated, sending them off to college, and letting them have a better life.
Absolutely. Steve, thank you very, very much. To be continued.
All right. Absolutely. Thank you, and I hope you have a great day.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3. From Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.